Hello there, is it possible if I'm speaking with Mr. Michael Tarver?
Yeah.
Hiya darling, my name's Billy and I'm giving you a call from MMA Legal. Of course you are aware of where you contacted from because you didn't drop us a message to tell. What I am going to do for you is I'm going to pull up your sister's file just because I can answer a lot of questions that way. It saves me running around your
house. I was in the middle of typing it to you there on WhatsApp and then obviously you've got your phone, so just answer.
Yeah. I thought it'd probably be a bit easier for you. Can I just ask you, have you got the same parents? Was it David Tarbert and Helen Lund?
No, David, we've got the same dad but different mums.
No problem whatsoever, just give me a second. Can I take your mum's name there, please, Tarbert?
That is Linda Archer.
Linda Archer.
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever. And could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, sir?
That is 2206-1988.
22/06/1982 was that?
No, 1988.
Sorry about that. Put a few years on you, then I do apologise. And could I please ask you, have you ever been known by any nicknames or anything like Mickey, Mike?
I get called Tarbert's, but my second name is what people call us.
Second name, same as your father's, Tarbert.
Yeah, that's what I get called famous people that are no family Tarbert, but anybody else, Michael.
No problem, that's perfectly fine, not a problem there. And could I please also ask you for the best email address for you, please?
It's michaelleetarbert@hotmail.com, all lowercase.
@hotmail.com, no problem whatsoever. And could I please also ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses whatsoever?
Never.
No problem there. In regards to childhood address prior to care, what I'm going to do, was you in the same area as your sister growing up? Was she living in Dunmore Street in Kipton?
No, I grew everywhere. I stayed in Newcastle, Harwich for years in homes, and I stayed in Fife, I stayed in Edinburgh, stayed in Dundee, I stayed in Ireland, and we've been across everywhere.
What area was you living in before you popped into care?
I was staying in Dundee before I got put into care.
No problem. So it'd be Dundee local authority most likely that you have cared under. That's not an issue.
Yeah. I got put in care in 1992 or 1993, if I'm not sure, I can't remember.
No problem. Let me just have a look here. And could I please ask you, do you have the same siblings as her? So David, Derek.
Yeah, they're all my brothers. But me, William, Alison, Marlon, I've got 8 brothers and 2 sisters. So I've got Derek, Thomas, Lisa, Derek's dad, obviously, and then you've got David, then you've got Graham. That's my big brothers. We've got the same dad with different mums. And then you've got me, William, and Linda. We've got the same mum and dad.
No problem there. That's not an issue. And could I ask you, how old was you while she was in care?
I was like 4 years old until I was 15.
4 years old until you were 15?
I think so, maybe 4 or 5.
No problem. Between 4 and 5 years old, 5 years old, till 15, no problem there. And could I also please ask you, for any reason anything was to happen to you over the next few months with this claim ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy to receive this payment?
There is. There'd be my father.
Your father? Your partner. What's her name? Or their name, sorry?
Sarah Ricky.
How's the surname spelled?
R-E-E-K-I-E.
No problem. And can I please ask you, have a contact number for Sarah at all, please, sir?
I do, but I'll have to go through the phone for 2 seconds, right?
Don't worry. Yeah, that's fine. Take your time.
07780.
Yep.
4612.
Yep.
60.
60, no problem whatsoever. And can I ask you, where was the very first place that you was placed into care, if you can remember?
It was a foster home in Monyheath.
Monyheath was that?
Yeah, that's in Angus. I think that's outside of Dundee, it's Angus.
Dundee. And could I please ask you, while you was at the foster home in Monyheath, roughly how long was you there for?
Probably maybe a year or something.
If you don't remember, don't worry.
Sorry, what did you say there? I couldn't hear you. I've come to the kitchen.
Do you remember I do apologise. Do you remember what the foster parents was called?
Wait a minute. Fred, I think it was Fred and Rose. But anyway, he was a fireman anyway. I think it was, definitely called Fred. I don't know, 100% she was called Rose.
So your foster parents you think was called Fred and Rose?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Definitely Fred.
Definitely Fred. That's perfectly fine. Like I say, it's just the best way that you can remember because we'll be able to get your files anyway.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to locate that here for you. In regards to that there, you was with them for around about a year, and then where was you passed to after that?
I was past another foster carer, so that's why I wanted to watch it happen, do you come on in?
God bless you. So you were then passed on to another foster care family? And do you remember what they was called at all?
My girlfriend's told me today. It's okay. It's went off. It's fine. Yeah, they were called Rona and Davy McMaster.
And Davy. And could you spell that surname the best way you can? Don't worry, it's wrong. Just the best way.
M small c and then McMaster. So it's M small c and then Master.
Master, McMaster, perfect. And roughly how long was you with them for?
I got you in for about 4 or 5 years. I'm not sure.
For around 4 or 5 years, no problem. And do you know what area you was in when you was with them?
Yeah, Drybury, Dundee.
Dundee, perfect, thank you. And then after that, where was your place, darling?
I was put in a home in Dundee for a couple of years, maybe a year, and then I was moved to...
Do you know what the name of that home was called?
Yeah, Strathmore Cottages.
Strathpole Cottages?
No, Strathmore Cottages, sorry, that's my accent.
Oh, Strathmore, no problem, don't worry. Strathmore Cottages, around how long was in Dundee, you said, and how long was you there for, roughly?
Maybe a year.
A year, no problem. And then where did they place you after there, darling?
They put us in Arnington. It was a therapeutic home
Therapeutic home?
Yeah, if I was there for a couple of years as well, she did see you.
For around 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, good see you.
And what area was that in, darling?
That was Arnick. That was Northumberland.
In Northumberland, and that was around 2 or 3 years. So if I am correct, you was there from about 5, 6.
Yeah, maybe give and take a year or two. My memory's one of the best.
So you're probably around about 15 when you come out of the therapeutic home. Is that correct?
No, I was there. Wait a minute. I was at school. I come back to Fife in 2000. I went to foster home for Alec in 2000. So I think from 1997. Possibly to 2000, I was in Arnott. That's what I didn't care. I get confused. I'm giving you the right order, but I didn't care if it's the right years. Do you get what I mean?
Don't worry. Do not worry about the years. As long as you give it us in order, that's fine. Don't worry. I'm just trying to work out. And then when you was in therapeutic home in Northumberland, was that the last place you was before you went off on your own, or did you get placed somewhere else?
I was in two foster homes after that.
Then you went, for about 2 years. Then placed into a foster home.
Sorry, my just woke up.
Don't worry, I do apologise.
That's all right.
When you were placed into a foster home, what area in Scotland was that one?
I was in one, and then I went to another one. But that's what I'm saying, people. See, when I was in Newcastle, I used to... get a respite, Rona and Davy McMaster, the same foster family as a few years ago. And that's what I'm saying, as I got older, I got a wee bit of worse. Do you know what I mean? Because I was going back there on the train, coming back to Newcastle up here, so I'd come up here to visit the family for a week, and I would stay here and a respite for the week. Do you know what I mean?
They kept putting you on respite, get you put on a respite.
Yeah, back to the same place where I was.
With the McMaster family. Family. Causing him issues.
It's got to be wrote in, because I'm no auntie. It must be wrote in somewhere. Do you get what I mean?
yeah, don't worry, because we will locate everything for you. And like you say, we'll be able to get all your files, so they'll know where you was placed and positioned anyway. As long as your statement gives us enough information of what you've had to go through, that will help us basically get a value of your claim for you. Now, when you was placed into foster home in Fife, do you remember the name of the first foster family you was placed with?
Yeah, it was Jimmy and Maureen Stott.
Gillian and?
No, James Stott and Maureen Stott.
Stott, no problem. And Maureen. And how long would you say that you was with them for, darling?
I think I was with them for about 3 years.
3 years, no problem whatsoever. And then after them, you was then placed in another another foster family.
Going for a wee while. They were actually in my respite care, and I ended up moving in with them permanently.
Oh. For a respite before you went off on your own then, is that correct?
No. I come back to Dundee, and I was in a home in Dundee for about 6 months. Then I got released.
No problem. Before sent back to Dundee.
I've done quite a lot. I've been around the place. I've been around, like.
Yeah, that's so unfortunate to get that on here for you. You got sent back to a home in Dundee, was that home, what home was that?
That was Fairbairn Street.
Fairbell Street, let me get
no,
that. Fair,
no, sorry, Fairbairn Street.
Got released back to our home Fairbairn. And what part of Scotland was that in?
That was in Dundee.
Dundee?
Yeah.
In Dundee for a few months. Where he got released, went on his own way. No problem there whatsoever. And do you know the foster family?
Yeah. Helen and Bob. I can't remember the first name, but then I can't remember the second name, can't remember. Helen and Bob.
I think. Don't worry.
They stayed in Cooper as well, obviously. Same place as the other foster parents.
No problem there whatsoever. Thank you so much.
I've had a lot of like respite carers in between all that as well, but I don't care if that counts as like being in a place there.
Because
I've always wanted some respite as well. In between all the years of being well, especially foster carers with investment, not so much in the home.
So I'm just going to get a statement wrote down for you, just because this will just help me get a bit of an understanding, and basically this is just me getting as much information as I possibly can for your case. So if I am correct, let me just get this on here for you. His first memories was being taken away from his family, and he was placed in a foster home and placed in a foster home in Moneyheath near Angerstundy, and that was for around 1 year. He remembers them being called Fred and potentially Rose. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, that's right. I think Rose. I'm not 100% sure of Rose, but
don't
definitely
worry.
Fred. He was a fireman as well, I can't know.
The name Rose, but defo.
Hello, baby. Can you know?
That's so cute down the phone.
I've got four kids.
Bless you. I mean, we've come from a big family as well, and all my family on my mum's side is actually from Scotland, and we're all from the Glasgow area.
You have Glaswegian as well. My mum and I, they're like, yeah, we've got Glaswegian roots as well.
Well, my nana was the as long as I was alive, she was down here. All my mum's brothers was born up there. It was just my mum that was born down here, but her dad was from Glasgow and her mum was from Glasgow.
You're pretty much Scottish, are you, pal?
Yeah, my nana's always brought me up like that. Even when I watched the World Cup and it's Scotland and England, I root for Scotland so bad. I always root for Scotland. She always told me.
Didn't say that too old.
I'll face him. You're probably going to be the option. Everyone laughs at me for this because my first ever football T-shirt was a Rangers top, and I really, really love Rangers. I'm not into football, but if Rangers is on, I'll make sure I watch that.
Well, I'm a sales sport, so you're just saying me.
Well, my granddad was a Rangers fan, and my nana was Celtic, but then she had to convert to a Rangers.
Well, my Glasgow family, they're our Rangers as well.
Are they really?
I'm always Celtic supporter in the family. It's great.
Do you know what? I'm going to come up there this year because now I've passed my driving. That's what my nana passed away sadly last year. So I'm going to bring her up to come up and see her family and stuff like that. Just get her back feeling herself. Get her around someone.
Because I go back to Newcastle as well.
I've got Newcastle all the time as well. I support Newcastle. We stay in Northumberland, obviously, so it kept my roots as well. I go down and watch him all the time.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's just nice, and like, it's comforting for me when I have the conversations with people like yourself, because I've not heard the Scottish accent since my nana passed away, really. So when I'm speaking to some of the ladies, I think, oh, she reminds me so much of my nana, when they're like, hey, hen, and all this.
Also, we've got Dundee accents, where I'm speaking to you like quite normal, but if I was to speak properly to you, I don't even understand us.
Understand? Well, I mean, it's a hit and miss. Some people like, and I don't understand them, and I will, just because my nana was very, very strong, and she would use all the Scottish words all the time. So the
you can understand bits in the middle, and then you just back tense it, and it's usually like.
Exactly, but like I say, there is still where I'm still like, oh, I'm sorry about that. Could you spell it the best you possibly can for me, just so I can make sure I've got it down? I'm trying. But what I will also do for you after this, you've got me on WhatsApp anyway, so as I said to your sister, throughout any of the process, if you want to track your claim with me at any time whatsoever, drop me a message. I'll let you know where it's up to. If there's anything that you forgot to mention, I can add it on for you as well. Can I ask you, when I was speaking to your sister, I asked her, did she know the reason why she was actually placed into care, and she said that it was due to a broken family. Was yours the same? I know you've got different parents.
My mum was a junkie and an alky, and my dad was a fucking alky that worked, and pretty much Lisa, who you spoke to, she pretty much brought me, maybe brought my wee sister up and put me to scale on, you get what I mean, for the first few years.
Bless you.
So she deserves that.
We put her on a fast track. I mean, I will potentially do that with yourself, just because your sister's on that at the moment, because of course she's the best.
100%, she's the best.
Well, it's nice to know, because if I am correct, if I am right, I do believe that I spoke to Graham as well. Graham, the conversation with him. And if I am correct, I don't think I've had a conversation with Derek yet. I think he cheated.
But Derek died. He died in December.
Yeah,
but
that was it. That's what I was just going to say. And then there's David. I think it's yourself, actually, that she's possibly on about, when she said you've got Graham and you've got another brother. And that'll be the case, because she was going to pass me your number forward.
No, I'll be Thomas.
He's the youngest one.
He's the youngest one
out of
all them.
Yeah, I remember.
But then, and the oldest, then my dad had another three kids to my mum, and I'm the oldest of them three, so one there, William. See, the thing is as well, see, stuff happened to William as well, my wee brother, right, but he was only like 3 years old at the time, and right? I was there, I witnessed that, but I spoke to him, but he doesn't remember him, he doesn't remember what, he was too young.
I can do, just stay there for a second, let me just speak with the solicitor, he's just beside me, just give me 2 seconds, sir. I'm going to speak with him regarding that.
That's fine, just because I was speaking to him with your brother yesterday, and he actually doesn't remember that. Raj, I'm on the phone.
I've spoken with the solicitor. That is not an issue whatsoever, because of course everyone is not going to remember certain things, especially from a certain age, and with you being a witness of that, we are more than happy. So of course we're not just going to throw it through.
That's what I was going to say to you, like, because even if he's like, you can only remember me, but like, I'm a witness to like, he needs me to be.
And in the most professional way, I can say it's in the same environment as what you have been in. So it's not the case if it's happened to certain people, and it's not, they've all been treated in certain kind of ways from the same people. So you always have me there on WhatsApp whenever he's ready and you've had a conversation with him. If he would like to take it further, I'd be more than happy for you to operate
if you could just keep me updated when you could or when you want, I'm not coming to sit in the head, don't worry about it.
Yeah, do not worry whatsoever. I'll update you as much as I possibly can. And just, like I say, you've got me on WhatsApp, so the best way I can put it to you, just bob me a message of any questions. And as soon as I've got 2 minutes, I'll get back to you. I did ask you earlier, you've not been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses, have you?
No.
Perfect, no problem. And what is your current GP surgery called, darling?
That is Karen Overhouse, Dundee.
Dundee.
He's already passed him up now. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I just need to get a brief statement from you regarding your time in these places. So if I am correct, you've been taken away from your family's place in a foster care in Moneyheath near Angus, Dundee, Fred and Rose, potentially not 100% on the name Fred, but you are 100% on...
Fred,
but not on Rose.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, while she was here, do you remember any abuse here, mental, physical, sexual, in any way, shape or form?
Not so much sexual, but physical, eh?
Okay,
like, slapped a bit and stuff, eh? Like, felt straight, told straight pretty much, and just like, what the days you were told, you know what I mean?
And did they have other children or anything living with you at the time?
The other children, other foster kids. It was like four foster kids. It was a set of twins. Then it was me, my wee brother, and then I think there were two or three kids ourselves. So you're talking like there's like 7 or 8 kids in that house.
In regards to here, if I am correct, when you said earlier you was with them for around 1 year, is that correct?
Yes, yeah, right.
I lost hope. I was never connected.
Is that bad, mate? There you go.
And then, if I am correct, you was then placed into the care of a foster family called Rona and David McMaster.
Yeah, and that's when I started, like, for me, like.
And could I ask you for your memories of this place, darling, the best way you can?
What do you mean?
So what do you, when you was in with the McMasters, would they ever be physical abuse? Would they ever hit you at all?
Not so much. The foster bears used to bother you, but not so much. It was more like one of the sons. He was a culprit. I've got somebody just come in, so I'm really wanting to speak too much to this shit because it's not like Kevin said.
Don't worry, what I'll do for you now is I'm going to send over a document to your email that I will need you to just get back to me, and what I will also do is I will bob you a message over on WhatsApp and let you get back to me that way.
No, I should just tell my girlfriend because, honestly, I've got a mental health myself, and I've got to hate speaking about this, and I really, I didn't drink anywhere around because of this, because I mean, this, because it just brings that back to me, so... even speaking to you now, I'm pure hunting in because it just sets us off on the edge, you know what I mean? So I would rather write it than and then send it to you so you can't have any detail. And it'd be a lot easier when you speak to us because once you go in deep, if you want us to go in deep, then it's going to be really hard for us, you know what I mean?
I mean, if you would feel more comfortable, what I can do
for you now is... No, I can speak to you as well, but the thing is, one of my pals has just come up there. I forgot you've come up and obviously your phone is in. I just said I'm not really comfortable speaking about loads of stuff. And hopefully,
no problem. Do you want me to call you back when you're not with him?
Well, if you want to phone us back, and we will, because my girlfriend will be here as well, because she's a big feminist as well, because she had been there 10 years. She's been telling me to report stuff for years, and I've just never done because
when would be best for me to give you a call back?
What time is it now? If it's not too much of a hassle for you
don't mind. I'm not bothered whatsoever. I'm in the office today till 6 o'clock.
I've got my other two daughters are coming tonight at 4 o'clock, so even when even in the next half an hour or something, that's fine. If not then just wait on whatever you want, because I'll answer the phone to you anyway. So,
what I'll do if you want is, do you want to bob me a message on WhatsApp? I'll drop you a message in around half an hour and just see if you're free. And you just say, yeah, Billy, I'm free or no, give me another 20 minutes. All right, darling.
Thank you very much. That sounds good, right?
No problem. I'll speak with you soon and it'll only take 10 minutes. All right.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.